This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Most of the time when you apply for a job, you're trying to find one that you think looks right for you. You send along your resume, you have a chat with a would-be boss, and either you get the job or you don't. That equation is being flipped on its head, though, by some big companies. Xerox, for one, but there are others. They're using big data to tell you what kind of job you'd be good at. Sounded interesting to us, so we called up Michael Hausman. He's with Evolve. It's a company up in San Francisco that does hiring data analysis for call center workers specifically. And we asked him to give me the kind of aptitude test he gives when he's consulting for those companies to see where I might fit in if this radio thing doesn't quite work out. So, Mike, it's good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
So hit me with it. We're going to have a little session here, you and I?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So
All right. We're
going to be evaluating you for a couple positions.
Okay.
You give me your honest response, and then at the end, I'll tell you which position you're best suited for.
Okay.
I'm going to give you two statements, and you tell me which is most appropriate for you.
Okie doke.
All right. So number one, I like to relax as long as it doesn't interfere with work, or it's usually better to try to change your own behavior than to try to change others.
Oh, it's usually better to change my own behavior, yeah.
Okay, great. Excellent. Let's go with question number two. People often underestimate the hardships others have faced in their lives, or I prefer to jump right into a task rather than spend time planning out the details.
That's pretty funny. You've been talking to my friends. No, number two, I prefer to jump right in.
Okay, great. All right, here we go. Question number three. It takes a lot to really upset me, or it's usually best not to express your emotions at work.
Oh, man. This is hard. Can both of those be true? I have to pick one?
You got to pick one, yeah.
It takes a lot to upset me.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
Great. And then finally, here's the last question. You gave a successful presentation to five colleagues from another department.
Yeah.
The next day, you realized some of the information you presented was incorrect and could negatively impact that department's credibility.
Yeah.
Of the following, which is most similar to how you would handle this situation? A, correct the information in the slide deck and email it to the group, letting them know some important updates have been made. B, ask my manager how she would like me to proceed. C, ask a well-respected colleague that I'm close to what I should do. Or D, briefly meet with each of the attendees to explain the error in person.
Oh, no, you got to fess up right away. So whatever the most transparent choice is, A, I guess, right?
Okay, yeah. Let's see here.
As you add this up, I'm almost not feeling good about myself about these choices.
Not at all. Again, this isn't a reflection of you as a person. Right. It's just your fit for a certain type of role.
All right.
So based on the responses, and again, this is a very shortened assessment, the role you're best suited for is trainer for frontline hourly workers. In general,
okay.
we find that people who answered the way that you did are somewhat easygoing and like to avoid conflict and fairly personable, easy to work with.
Well, which is interesting because I would say that's generally true, but how far can you apply these algorithms and this data, right? I mean, does it work for, I don't know, radio hosts and stuff like that?
Well, you know, there are assessments that have been administered in pretty much every vertical, and you find that the numbers don't lie. These are actually very predictive of, you know, someone's performance in a role. I'll check our archives to see if we have radio hosts, and then I'll try to tee that one
up. Let me know.
Yeah.
And this is going to make me sound, I don't know, old media or something. Where is the role of the hiring manager, the person in this process, right?
Yeah. So, you know, this isn't meant to replace that person. There is a role for recruiters. And the fact of the matter is there's also a certain level of human judgment that when you sit down with someone and interview them, you can't really replace that. But, you know, what we found, and this kind of harkens to Moneyball, is that, you know, when you look at data is actually a very strong way to give accurate predictions about how well someone's likely to do on a job and how long they're likely to stay.
One more thing, actually, before I let you go.
Sure.
You sure those questions don't reflect on me as a person?
Right. Absolutely not. Again, purely job relevant skills.
Fair enough. Dr. Michael Hausman is the managing director of analytics for a company called Evolve. It's up in San Francisco. Mike, thanks a lot.
Thank you.